from the William end. He bowls and is pushed into the offside by Darren Goff and fielded at cover by Griffith. There's no run. So 4 to win.
Hoggart's averaging just over 10 this year with a top score of 20 not out. He made 21 against Somerset at Taunton last year. That's his best. He won't need those.
He will not, but he might need to get about 2, which might be rather harder than the 21. 184 for 8. Ambrose from the pavilion end bowls and a rather uncomfortable looking forward plunge there by Cork, but he keeps the ball out. He's 28 not out. Whatever happens now, he has played a heroic part again here, Dominic Cordy. He's had a brilliant match.
Yes, but all things are slipping away for England. He's the one for 28 not out who's come in and put them on the brink of victory.
He loves Lord. In comes Ambrose, swept down on either wrist, long arm. He bows to Cork, who comes forward to a good length ball, pushes it into the offside. It looked to be an effortless ball of not great pace that by Ambrose, but would you believe it was 83 mph. That's the wonderful oily rhythm of this man. Adams hands in the ball from his position at mid-off. Goff is 4 not out, Cork 28 not out. Getting just gently darker all the time, but there's actually a light period at the moment which England will want to make the most of. In comes Ambrose, he bowls, 4 needed to win. Cork plays it defensively into the offside to backward point, and it's fielded by Shivnarine Chanderpaul. Ambrose just doesn't bowl bad balls, so how do you score runs on him?
Well, that's why he's got the record he has. And certainly West Indies need him to bowl his normal length every ball. They can't afford any sort of loose ball at all now. And he's certainly doing that.
22nd over of the day, 1 for 21 he's got. He comes in, he bowls to Cork, who pushes into the offside, wants a run. It isn't there. Well fielded by Griffith, anticipating well there and coming in like lightning on that ball. So there's one left. There's no... Sorry, he bowled one of his 20. One previous over yesterday. So there's no desperation for Cork and Goff to run a single, because Goff has been looking after himself pretty well, but they are looking for the run off the last ball of the over. There's a deep square leg and a deep third man, probably the areas where he might get one. There are just in fact three lakeside field. There's two of them back on the boundary. Here's the last ball of Ambrose's over. From the pavilion and he bowls to Cork, who pushes towards mid-on, and they go for a quick single. Goff a wee bit late to start, but gets there. So there are now 3 to win. There are 3 runs to win. And Agus, I've had a longer time at this job than you have, so I'm going to hand over to you, because I think you should describe this denouement. There are 3 runs to win. 2 wickets to fall. It's 185 for 8. A routine old cricket match, really. After a word from you, Graham, it'll be Jonathan Agnew.
Well, 3 runs needed. The great Courtney Walsh with the ball in his hand. Dominic Cork on strike. I think really Jimmy Adams really has got to bring his fielders up now. The deep square leg, I think he'd have to take that risk. He's not granted to lead him back, but he can't really afford to give away any more singles. But
what a finish. Tension absolutely gripping the whole ground. 185 for 8, 3 required. This one is down the leg side, flicked away. May have brushed the pad, it doesn't matter what it has hit. They'll come back to the second, I'm sure. They will do. As the scores are level, this game could yet finish as a tie. And the relief on Matthew Hoggard's face. There in the dressing room at the far end, the poor fellow, he's sat there with his helmet on and his gloves on for what must seem like an eternity, at least ever since Darren Goff came out, which was 40 minutes ago. Matthew Hoggard, in his first test, has sat there on the balcony, not daring to move. Now I suspect he might breathe a little more easily. Scoreboard's wrong, it's 187, unless there was a short run there. Well, I didn't see a signal. Cork is on strike. Perhaps there was a short which we didn't see. But if it was a short, they would pop them round, wouldn't they? No, they don't. There we go. The scoreboard is now right. The back fairly crucial stage to get it wrong. Now, what's Dominic Cork going to do here? He's played so well. He's 29 not out. Everybody, of course, is coming in now to try and save this one run. All the West Indies are within almost touching distance of him. If it's short, he'll certainly try and pull it away. But there's no dabbing and running now, because he will not get the run. There are three slips still. Jimmy Adams is in the gully. England need one run to win. West Indies two wickets to tie it. And in goes Walsh now, and Cork is forward and plays it back to the bowler. Calm as you like. What do you think of Cork's effort here?
I'll tell you, from the moment I think he came to the crease, I always liked aggressive people. And whether he's playing for England or not, I'll tell you something. I appreciate what he did today, because I think that's very good, I think, for cricket. And it's important, you know, that just the way his mannerism, I've always expressed your mannerism, the way you walk to the crease, and certainly he have talked the talk, now he's walking the walk.
Ingo Walsh, one to win, and Cork stands up and plays it back to the bowler once again. Just short of a length, and that's the beauty of these West Indian fast bowlers. If they can't get you out, they don't let you score a run.
That's the story with each all their career, and they're not going to give this away. I mean, this will make it difficult and make one of these two batsmen play a decent shot to get this winning run. Only two possible results now.
Yes, it's all level. West Indies need two wickets to tie. The run rate is somewhat irrelevant, Bill. Yeah, thank you. 195.3 overs left in the match. England need one run to win. All the fielders are up, trying to prevent that run being scored. As Cork now waits for Walsh, away he goes, and bowls on the off-stump, pushed away towards the gap, but Adams is there in the gully, moving quickly to his left. Well fielded, and probably a good decision, I think, on the part of the batsman. Well, there is no need for them to panic, in fact. The light now isn't bad, there's only one light on. There is blue sky about. And it's not as though England are in any particular hurry. There's still nine overs after this, is it? Or is that even 17 after this? There's a bulb missing up on that scoreboard in a vital place. But anyway, there's plenty of time. I don't know how many there are left, frankly. There's all the time in the world for England to try and score one run. Now, Cork waits for a moment. He seems to move in the field, I think. And now he settles down once again. Courtney Walsh wipes the right hand on his trousers and now sets off and bowls to Cork, and there he goes, he's forced it away through the offside, he's going for four, and England have won one of the most dramatic test matches you'll ever see. They've won it by two wickets, and Dominic Cork finishes on 33 not out. He's steered England home when it all seemed lost. There's an absolute scramble for the stump. Dominic Cork's got a handful, so too I suggest as Darren Goff, who's kept him company now for 50 minutes. And that really was as good a test match as you could ever wish to see, regardless of the result.